You have arrived at your destination.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from KISS, and you're listening to Sean vs. Wild. And guess what? Now that you've heard this, you owe me $29.95. Go to kissonline.com. Boom.
What's up, everybody? Sean here from the Sean vs. Wild podcast. Thanks so much for joining me again this week with this intro. I'm not going to do my usual stuff. No advertisements, no sponsorships, none of that here this week. It's a very special episode of Sean vs. Wild. I'm sitting down with my cousin Ryan to be talking, and we're going to be talking about some good stuff in our lives, some childhood memories. This is pretty therapeutic for us. A lot of you guys have reached out to me over the past week and know about the loss of my cousin Travis. He's going to be dearly missed. He was very near and dear to me, especially, you know, in our younger years, in our teenage years. We were pretty much inseparable. He, my cousin Ryan, and I were the three musketeers, you know, the three amigos. And we've been having a pretty rough week. So we decided to sit down and talk about some good memories. Talk about some good memories that involve Travis and that sort of thing. And I appreciate everybody that has reached out, you know, over the past week, friends and family. And it was, it means a lot, you know. And it was great seeing everybody on Saturday night at the show, at the Fox Bat show. And, you know, just kind of getting that support and that love. I appreciate that very much, guys. And, yeah, so, you know, it's weird because last week I was just talking about, you know, try not to lose hope. Try not to lose faith. I had such a great week, and that last week was definitely very testing on my soul. I guess I don't know what to say, but it was the second major loss that I had in my family this summer. The first being my niece, and then now my cousin Travis. So it's been a very kind of strange summer. But I, you know, to everybody out there, I want to say, don't lose hope. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you keep a positive attitude, and the things that you love them dearly, and you know, tell everybody everything that you need to say. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know how much time we all have left with each other. So I want to tell you guys right now, I love each and every one of you. I got a lot of friends and family I know that are going to be listening to this. I love you very much. Please hit me up, anybody, listeners, family, friends. You know, if you ever need anything, please hit me up. You guys know how to get a hold of me, Facebook or SeanVersusWild@gmail.com. You can send me an email, all that good sort of thing. So, yeah, guys, that's going to be pretty much it for me for the intro. Just want to say, you know, thank you guys so much. And, you know, I do advise you to, you know, reach out to your loved ones and hug them and tell them that you love them. And, you know, let them know how much you mean to them. Or how much they mean to you, I should say, and you mean to them. Tell them what's up, you know. Just again, because you just never know how much time you got left in this world. So, this is a great, great segue, I guess, to go ahead and go right into the show. This is me and my cousin Ryan, and again, this one's for you, Trav, little traveler. I know I'll be seeing you on the other side, brother, and I love you very much, guys. Thanks for tuning in to a special episode of Sean vs. Wild. Now, of course, let's get wild. So even after all we've been through, you think that Mama's Wings are better than the Frankfort Avenue Beer Depot? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know we did a wing off. You know, you said, hey, I know the best wings in town. And I was like, no, I know the best wings in town. So we went to Mama's, and then I was like, dude, we got to go and go to Frankfort Avenue Beer Depot right after this. So we got a 10-piece in both places. Now, I feel like we both scored them pretty equally.
Right.
But I also feel like maybe our minds didn't change very much.
Not at all. And I think it's all about personal preference.
Yeah.
You kind of liked the fall off the bone, but like a dry, spicy.
And the fact that I can get them hot there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like my wings extra crispy.
Right.
Too.
But Mama's are just kind of like a mouthful of juice. And you could just dribbles down your chin.
Yeah, well, that's gross.
That's kind of what I'm into.
That's kind of what I'm into now. But yeah, what do you look for in a good wing, though? Do you not like spicy wings as much as you just like, you know, a good
flavored cooked wing?
I like spice, but as much as I like spice, I'm more into just honestly just being delicious.
Yeah.
And at the Mama's Wings, I've been there several times, and they've never let me down.
Yeah.
And the fact that I can get 10 for like $11 and I can't hardly eat them all.
Yeah.
Is a really good sign for me. And
it's a good sign for me too, because I was like pretty full after we ate there, and I'm normally like, oh, I'll get a 15-piece wing, no problem.
Yeah, they're huge. I mean, they are more expensive, but I think bang for your buck.
Yeah, that's true. Though I will say, I'm kind of grossed out when wings are too big, because I'm like, what kind of genetic engineering did you do to these chickens? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to talk any trash on roosters or anything, but that's a prime example, dude. Sometimes their wings are just too big, and I'm just like, what? Where did this come from?
Yeah, and I mean,
some sort of medieval bird. You know, this is a prehistoric. Is this pterodactyl?
Yes, it is. But like we try to compare ahead of time and rank like Hooters and Buffalo Wild Wings and stuff like that. And I like Hooters wings because I like breaded chicken.
Yeah.
And I don't like Buffalo Wild Wings because I feel like their sauces are just stupid hot.
I feel like, too, Buffalo Wild Wings just drowns all of their wings in sauce. So you're just, like, picking wings out of a puddle of sauce.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's all you really are tasting.
And it makes it very hard to hold on to.
Yes, it does.
That's a slippery wing.
Yeah, and it's slippery coming out, too. It's just the way it is, bro.
So when we compared those ahead of time, I felt like we ranked those pretty evenly. And then we went to the Depot,
yeah,
and then we went to Mama's, and it was just kind of a fair assessment what we expected.
Yeah.
And I didn't think the wings of the Depot were bad at all, and I think they're really good, but I think my personal preference is the wings from Mama's.
There's a certain magic,
yeah,
to Mama's wings.
Yeah.
And I feel that.
I mean, they hit me in my belly, and it made me feel happy.
They made my heart feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel that. Guys, this isn't just the Chicken Wing Podcast. This is actually the Sean versus Wild Podcast. And I'm sitting here today with my cousin Ryan. Ryan, I've been meaning to have you on the podcast. We've talked about it, and I'm sure this will just be the first of many times that you appear on the show. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
I love that, like, awkward, like, thank you for joining me today. Thanks for having me, please.
Yeah.
But listeners out there, you know, this episode... it's going to be kind of a special episode. Ryan and I had kind of a tough week last week, and a lot of you guys reached out to me on Facebook, reached out to him and the rest of our family on Facebook because of the passing of kind of our third musketeer. We were the Three Amigos with our cousin Travis, and sadly he passed away last week. And so I just wanted to do something special for him, and wanted to kind of kick back with my family, be close to them, and do a podcast together. And we're just going to talk today just about some good times, you know?
Nonsense.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some nonsense today. You know what I'm saying? Kind of cheer ourselves up a little bit.
You may not all get it.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
But yeah, hopefully, listeners, you'll be entertained, and friends and family listening, I know you guys will like it, so.
Yeah, there'll be people there that were, in certain circumstances, they were there, and they'll get it. And they might get one small part of it, but in a whole... Everybody should take something away from it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think a big theme in our young lives was definitely the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I feel like we couldn't start. Yeah, we have to talk about it, and I might as well talk about it right here at the top of the hour.
Right now. Let's do it.
Well, the thing is like there's such a huge theme of Ninja Turtles. So as a kid, you know, when we were hanging out, I was so young, and of course, you know, you don't really remember too much being 2-3 years old, but there are certain things that stand out to me. One, especially with our cousin Travis, is Travis had a Ninja Turtle toy box.
Yeah.
And going over to his house.
I was always jealous of that.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted it. I don't know why.
Well, and you know what's so funny is like, you know, in our teenage years later, he still had it. And that was like thing that clicked. It was like something that clicked in my brain. I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this Ninja Turtle toy box from whenever I was like 3 years old. It triggered all these memories of, you know, going up to their house in Charlestown and just playing as a kid. And yeah. I don't even know how many times I even did that. I don't know if that was maybe for his birthday 1 year or something like that. I can't recall how many times I actually went up there as you know, a 2 or 3 year old, but I do remember that toy box for sure.
Yeah. Growing up, Ninja Turtles was like a pivotal point in my childhood.
Yeah.
And I know it was yours.
Absolutely.
And I know it was Travis's.
Yeah.
And it was just something that as at a young age, that's something that brought us together quite a bit up until we got older. And I mean,
and now we still love them.
I was gonna say, I didn't really change. We still love them.
Well, you know,
who did you identify? Who was your favorite Ninja Turtle?
As a kid or as I got older? My favorite as like a young kid was Leonardo, but
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo is definitely my favorite now and was my favorite. I know who you're definitely a Raph guy.
I was, because he was like, damn it.
Yeah. I like him the best because he cusses.
He was such a rebel.
Dude, he has tood. He had perfect amount of 90s tood going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking, I know that you love Raph, and how I know that is as a kid, I had like a little stuffed Ninja Turtle, and I believe it was Leonardo that I had. And I remember going over to your house, and you had a Raphael one, and you gave it to me. You're just like, here, you can have this. Take this home with you. And I still have it.
Oh.
Yeah, you did. I don't know if you knew that, but I actually still have it.
No, I didn't know that.
It's at my grandparents' house. So
look at me being all caring and shit.
I know, man. My, how you've changed. My, how you've grown. Just kidding. I love you, Ryan. But yeah. I
love you, too.
I also remember the Ninja Turtle birthday party.
Yeah. I want to say that was 88, 89.
How old were you during the Ninja Turtle birthday party?
7 or 8.
Okay. Because if it was 89 or 90 maybe, I was 3 or 4.
Yeah. So my mom always tried to go like all out, but it was like
real balls to the wall when it comes to birthday planning.
But it was always like balls to the wall on a budget. So like,
yeah,
we had
balling
like
on a budget.
We had like a pin the nose on the Ninja Turtle, but like she made everything out of craft paper and like hung it on the wall, and it was real fun. I had like a bunch of neighborhood kids there, and then like some family and stuff, and it was really weird because I mean literally everything was themed Ninja Turtle. And then 2 days prior to that, my sister was 2 years older than me. She had a everything-themed New Kids on the Block party.
Yeah, which my sister attended. Big shout-out to Randy. Big shout-out to Leslie. You'll have to come on the podcast. Tell me how cool the New Kids party was.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite New Kid?
Randy liked Donnie because he was a bad boy.
Dude, what is it with you Dispinette siblings?
Oh, we just like we want the hardest path in life.
Yeah, dude. Donnie's the rebel, and Raph is like the Donnie of the Ninja Turtles.
There it is.
But yeah.
Life came full circle. Just
who's your favorite? Who's your favorite New Kid now? Yours.
Well, as weird as it sounds, I always liked Joey. But then yeah. Jordan had that one really ridiculous song.
Yeah.
I think it was called Give It To Me.
Yeah, Give It To You.
Give It To You. And then...
Or it had something to do with summer, I think.
Yeah.
He was at the carnival.
Yeah. I liked when he made that song. I was like, oh, look, they're finally doing something. And then he never did anything else again until they reunited, like, part of that, like, fair tour.
Yeah.
For the flashback to, like, the 80s bands. And it was like...
Man, okay. That Jordan Knight's got some potential. He's going somewhere. Never hear from him again. 15 years later, he's just doing that reunion tour circuit.
Jordan Knight, if you're listening, you really let me down.
But hey, you can come on the podcast and rebuttal. So open invitation for you to come on Sean versus Wild. But yeah, so balling on a budget for sure. That party, though, was amazing. My favorite part about it, and I'm surprised people don't do this now. I'm sure there's no safety. I mean, of course, everything now, people are going to be like, oh, this will kill a kid, or this will be terrible for a kid. But streamers, your mom took streamers, got all 4 of the Ninja Turtle colors, and cut eye holes out of it. And,
yep.
And we were able to have
masks
of yep. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a safety hazard now or something. Like, oh, the paint will be, you know, ruin your child's eyes.
It's toxic.
Yeah. So, but that was a great idea.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, her and my father always, I don't know why I said father, he's dad.
My father.
I got real, real, real into it right then for a second. But they always try their hardest. And, yeah. And it was like the one birthday growing up that still stands out to me.
Yeah.
I mean, not only because of the Ninja Turtles, but, you know, because of the deadly tornado that came through.
Yeah, that also. I remember being scared to death. And I think Dad actually picked me up early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he picked me up at night or if he just came early, early in the morning and picked me up.
I don't really remember. I just remember, like, halfway through the birthday party, we're like, oh, hey, let's all go to the bathroom and stand in the tub. And then there was a picture of my grandmother. It was like an oil painting.
Yeah.
That sat on the wall, like, literally if the door was open, she was right there. And it was one of those weird paintings. No matter where you stood, she was looking at you. And I remember you being terrified.
Yeah.
Enough to where my mom had to take it off the wall.
That sounds like something that I would be afraid of then and now, really. I have a weird fear of a lot of things, and like sometimes finely detailed paintings give me the creeps. So that doesn't surprise me. As a little kid, I would be terrified of that.
And I remember my mom just kind of trying to calm everybody down, and then my dad's just outside standing in the yard with, I'm sure, the shortest jean shorts possible, staring at a tornado.
Dude, I saw some of those old pictures of your dad, and he looked just like the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent.
He was metal as hell.
Yeah, dude. And he was actually wearing
an Aussie
like baseball shirt.
Yeah, 3/4 sleeve. Yeah. Like, it was legit, like a tour shirt.
Yeah. Dude, somebody needs to bring those back. Bands, if you're listening, bring back the 3/4 sleeve baseball tee.
I have been looking for one for years, and I got one in my thinner days from American Eagle, and it was my favorite shirt. And then, of course, it was white, so
immediately the pit stain set in.
Pit stain set in. I was always just a hungry kid, so I got stains all over the shirt. So
what is this? Well, this one's chili, and this one's spaghetti.
Yeah.
And that one's coffee.
Yeah. This one was from one day. This is from another day. And that just, they never went away. And I had to get rid of it.
Couldn't shout those out. Shout it out loud. Why did Shout not do, didn't use that Kiss song, man? You know, Kiss would give them the rights.
I know. Just makes sense.
They'd sell it. They didn't sell anything. But yeah, also, too, about growing up, I remember big time when your dad remodeled the house.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was a great story from my childhood, is just because, you know, I come in, I'm over at your house, and of course I'm a little kid and I don't know anything. And
he and I talked about this last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, what did he have to say about it?
He just said it was the funniest thing in the world because, you know, like, he's in there tearing stuff up and you were just so confused about it. And then he was acting like he was so mad, and he was like kicking holes in the wall.
Yeah.
And like, you were just like, you ran to my mom and was like, "Aunt Gil, he's tearing your house up."
Yeah. So guys, basically what had happened was, you know, my Uncle Jimmy is remodeling their house, and he's like tearing down a wall to like expand out like a room. And he's just like, "I'm just so mad, Sean. Oh my God." And yeah. He's like kicking a hole in the wall and like, you know, hitting it with a hammer. And like, I'm just like, "Aunt Gail, he's tearing your house apart." Yeah. And also, too, I remember your dad always had a wallet with a chain on it.
Always.
And I remember I talked to your dad earlier this week, and I was like, "Man, I'm kind of disappointed you don't have a wallet chain." And he's like, "Man, those days are over."
I think he still has one somewhere.
He's probably got a couple.
He pulls it out and just kind of thinks about it, maybe rubs it a little bit.
Puts it back in the bureau where it belongs.
Yeah. It's in a safe, I'm sure.
What other great memories when we were little kids?
You know, honestly, it's I have this weird block. Like, there's a lot of stuff I remember, but it's just like little key parts of growing up. And I remember going to your house as a kid.
Yeah.
But when I was little, it felt like, I mean, I don't know if it was because like I got in the car as a kid and I was just like, I'm taking a nap, I don't care. And I would doze off and it felt like it was 2 hours away. But like when we got older and I realized where you lived, then I was just like, "What? You've been this close to me my whole life?" Cause we didn't talk for a few years there.
Yeah.
Not because we didn't want to, but because our family had grown apart a little bit. And I was just like dumbfounded that you actually lived. So I was like 15 minutes from your house so many times and never knew you lived there. Yeah. I thought you lived like Indianapolis.
That makes it. My uncle lives in Indianapolis. So maybe that's, that makes sense, I guess. But also, too, I'm sure as a kid going from, you know, you lived off what, Preston Highway?
Yeah.
Yeah, so from Preston Highway to Otisco might have felt like forever. And I'm sure that's probably an hour drive.
Every bit of it, yeah.
So, you know, I can see why you might have thought that I lived not so close. But
yeah.
Yeah, just right down the street.
Just, I remember as a young kid, like wrestling was always like just a huge thing for me.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah. Ultimate Warrior, the, like just Hacksaw Jim Duggan, the Bushwhacker. Yep. There's like, like
I had a Hulk Hogan birthday.
Yeah.
I really wish you could have been there. I don't think you were, but I definitely had a Hulk Hogan birthday.
Didn't you have a bunch of wrestling buddies?
I never had a buddy. I always wanted one.
You wanted the Million Dollar Man one, didn't you?
You know it, bro. Between Million Dollar Man or Jake the Snake. But can you imagine, as a kid, how many Million Dollar Man ones probably didn't get sold just because he's a bad guy?
Yeah, they're like, Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, Million Dollar Man. No, fuck that dude.
Yeah, but could you imagine, though, like, I'm sure that Warrior, Hogan, and Savage probably sold like crazy.
Oh.
And then Million Dollar Man, just like, oh, he's a bad guy. Nobody wants him.
Yeah, nobody wants him.
Though I would have.
Oh, yeah.
I would have just enjoyed any wrestling buddy, really.
Yeah.
But I never got one. I love the wrestling figures, though, and I still have a bunch of them. I saw you admiring them earlier.
I was looking at them, and I remember there was Uncle Dusty had those, like, 12-inch hard rubber wrestling figures that didn't move.
Like, yeah, the LJN ones?
Yes, and every time we'd ever go to Grandma Phyllis's house, that's the only thing I wanted to play with was those damn wrestling figures.
I have good memories of going to like Christmas and stuff over there back in the day because they lived in Charlestown. And I remember specifically getting a Ninja Turtles yo-yo.
Nice.
Leonardo was on it. And I think we got like, you know, Beauty and the Beast on VHS or something like that.
Classic.
But I do remember that. So
yeah.
When her and Papa George, and I remember Dusty. Big thing, too, I remember. Big shout-out, Uncle Dusty. I know you're listening. Dusty was so pimp back in the day, you know, because you'd go in his room, and I remember he had the NES joystick controller, you know, yeah. I guess like the NES Advantage or whatever. And I just remember also, too, him having a poster of some sort of, like, scandalously clad bikini, early 90s bikini woman.
Yes.
And, of course, as a kid, I'm just like, like weird, like should I be looking at this? Like what's going on? But then we played, you know,
it makes Nintendo. Me feel special.
Exactly. Man, I need to just adorn the Smithsonian with a bunch of early 90s
hot babes.
Yeah, like tool calendar type photos.
Yeah, I could probably get you a Makita or Milwaukee calendar of just some hot babes.
Some babes with power tools. It's like a Reese's cup. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Every year it's a new calendar. Every year it's new babes.
Every year. But yeah, and then, yeah, circumstance kind of drew us all apart, for a while, but you know, I got to give credit to my Aunt Tina and, cause she, you know, years had passed and she ran into Leslie, and I think maybe her and Leslie had been in contact, but she's the one that told us, that our Papa Roy was in the hospital, and she told us to come up there, and randomly, you know, my sister was 16. That means I was 13 or... Yeah, maybe Leslie was 17, but she hadn't been driving that long, and we drove up to the hospital and walked in the room, and everybody was just like kind of stared at us like, oh, my God.
Like dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Just like, where did they come from? Where have they been?
Well, I'm glad that you guys recognized us, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look the same, Sean.
You know what's funny is someone came up to me yesterday, you know, from high school, and, you know, I was talking to them. And I was like, yeah, I don't recognize that person. Or we were talking about something. And anyway, I was like, I'm surprised you recognize me. And like, they're like, literally, you look the exact same.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean I look the exact same? I had hair then.
No beard.
I was like, I'm bald now, and I have a full beard, and I wear glasses. And I'm like, how did I look the exact same? They're like, you look the exact same.
Yeah. I mean, just your build and your facial features. Just, I mean, the exact same from when you were like a small kid.
Yeah. I know. I didn't get any taller. 5'6", baby.
Whoop, whoop.
That's on a good day, depending on which
shoes you're wearing.
Yeah, which Steak and Shake I'm walking into, because they have you know, the rulers on the side of the door. But yeah, Aunt Tina brought us all back together. So, and that kind of like is like the big part of like the second chapter, I guess, in our time together, because you know I'm 13, 14. And Travis is 3 months younger than me, so he's about, you know, same age. And then you just happened to be driving then too.
Yeah.
So then it was on.
Yeah, it was all innocence. It was innocence before, and then shenanigans then.
Yeah, for sure. And every weekend, I remember we'd go to your house, and it was all about going to the movies.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we weren't ever... I mean, we always went out and stuff, but we were never doing anything too crazy. It's always be like, we're going to go to the mall.
Oh, no. We were crazy. We went, like, midnight bowling. You know how crazy that is?
We went to Steak and Shake after that.
We had nachos. Oh, God.
Dude, from the bowling alley?
Yeah, it was crazy. Blackston Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. Glow Bowl, that time in my life was such a great time because, you know, you go and you're, like, not even really talking to girls, or at least I wasn't. Travis definitely was. Travis was the ladies man for sure.
He was.
And but
he was always that goofy smooth.
Yeah.
He wasn't like girls would just be like, "Oh my god, he's like the coolest kid," but he was so funny.
Yeah.
That girls were just like, "He's awesome."
Yeah. So you know, we would go and dress up and try to get people to notice us, you know, and then we'd go bowling. But I remember you being a hell of a bowler back in the day too.
Still am. Really? Son of a bitch.
Have you been bowling lately?
No.
When was the last time you bowled?
Now that I'm older, I have kids. I have Carter, his last birthday. We went to the new bowling alley there in Clarksville.
Yeah.
So that was last August, a year ago.
What is that place called? Because it's
Strike and Spare.
Strike and Spare?
Yeah. It's really cool. They
I went there for Tara's birthday, but I didn't bowl.
Yeah, they got like laser tag and shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
I mean, that's a pretty cool thing for kids to do. At least there's something for kids to do these days. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like you can just take them to the mall and drop them off.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, David.
Yeah. It's not like you can just take them to go see Gremlins 2 and drop them off.
Why, you go see Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah. Or another 48 hours. I can't remember what that was. That's a great story. I've told that on the podcast before, but it's definitely a different time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know?
But that is another great moment from our childhood because you, me... Your sister, my sister. Was it just us four?
Yeah, just us four.
Yeah, we went to go see Gremlins 2, but...
And mind you, Randy's the oldest, and she was probably 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I was 8. Leslie was probably...
7.
6, 7. And then you were like...
3.
3. And we were seeing a horror film in a theater with no adults.
It's scared to death.
Scared to death.
Sharing one soda.
And a small popcorn.
I don't, you know, maybe...
With extra butter.
In all fairness to Dad on that, he probably didn't think Gremlins 2 was going to turn out to be as horrifying as it was. He's probably like, oh, man, I saw the first one.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's not bad.
Kids will love this.
You know what's funny is I don't necessarily think it was that movie in general, but shortly after that, Randy got into like all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Mm-hmm.
And forced me to watch them.
Yeah, did they scare you?
Kind of, but I still to this day do not like watching horror films.
I don't either.
I don't, not at all.
I was scared to death of them as a kid. I remember like Leslie watched like some Jason movie once, and it scared the shit out of me. Also, another vivid memory randomly. The problem is I grew up and I had cable.
Right.
So sometimes you ended up watching shit that really you shouldn't be watching. And the thing is I ran into, and if anybody out there that's a horror movie fan, this is definitely, it's a Nightmare on Elm Street. And there's a scene that I remember, and it's like a girl in like a waterbed, like trapped in a waterbed or something.
I think that was Johnny Depp.
Yes, he gets sucked down into the bed. Yeah, no, it's something like, literally it's like a girl in a waterbed, like inside it, clear. And you can see it, and she might have been naked. I don't know. I can't remember, but...
You remember.
I think she was naked. But anyway, yeah, that is horrifying to me. And of course, being a total awesome dude...
You had a waterbed.
I had a waterbed growing up, so, you know, of course, that scared the shit out of me.
I remember, like, there wasn't many times that I stayed up there at your house, but I remember when the both of us tried to sleep on that damn waterbed.
Oh, yeah.
And, like... As soon as you would get out of the bed, like, I would just sink, and then I was stuck, and, like, there was no getting out. You would have to push on your side to push me up enough to where I could get off.
Dude, the waterbed.
That sounded weird.
Yeah, that sounds strange. But, yeah, let's bring waterbeds back. Does anybody have one? Guys, if you have a waterbed, why don't you go ahead and hit me up?
Yeah, reach out to us.
SeanVersusWild@gmail.com. Reach out to us.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah, leave us a comment below and tell us about the waterbed. Is it still cool? Should we bring it back? It's up to you, my friend.
I think the Smithsonian needs one.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get nothing but Tool Time gals and a waterbed here for the Smithsonian. That's going to go on the next expansion.
The speaking of like movies that scare you, the movie that terrified me, and I can happily blame this on my mother, there was a movie called Phantasm. And it's the weirdest story, and I couldn't even really tell you what it's about, honestly. But I know there's a tall dude in it, and he's creepy as shit. And these little balls fly through there and stab you in your forehead and drill into it. And I remember seeing that at a very young age and was like, nope, I'm good. Done. Never again.
But yeah, and I don't really like horror movies at all. And I'll tell you what, another movie, I actually remember dad taking me to this, and that I also find that I don't want to watch it for many reasons, but he took me to go see All Dogs Go to Heaven. And the thing is,
it's terrifying for a different reason.
It's, dude, for one, like, Don Bluth, if you're out there listening, why the hell did you do this to kids? Why did you just destroy kids' lives? Because it's so sad. She's an orphan. You have dogs that are dying.
Murdered.
Yeah, dying in this movie. And some of the animation is ridiculously scary. I mean, this is the guy responsible for Secret of Nim, which is terrifying, and Land Before Time, which is heartbreaking.
Also, yeah.
And then All Dogs Go to Heaven is both.
Yeah. It's just a nightmare all around.
Yeah, so I don't hardly watch that movie either. But yeah, I do remember my dad taking me to go see that as a kid. And also, I remember him winning me a Batman cup from Jerry's.
Nice. Shout out to the...
Shout out to Diamond Day for the Batman cup out of a claw machine.
Nice.
So
that's some skill.
And also, too, I think he took me to River Falls Mall when I was a kid. And I think I won this, or Leslie did, because I think it's still at my grandparents' house on their refrigerator. It's like it's a magnet of Alf.
Nice.
And it just says, yes, I am a movie star. And it's like him in a director's chair.
That's funny. I have, growing up, we got these, I don't know, they're like wooden TV trays that stand up. But back in the 80s and 90s, they were metal and they had little legs that folded out and you could put it on your lap and eat.
Yeah.
And I had an Alf one and it said like, let's do lunch. How about yours?
Yeah.
And then, like, years and years after I moved out of my mom and dad's house, like, they were moving from Louisville to Indiana, and we were going through stuff in the attic, and I found it. I still have it.
Nice. Let's do lunch. How about yours?
Randy had a New Kids on the Block one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't thought about Alf in forever. I just remember he liked to eat cats.
Yeah. It was like, and that was really creepy, too. Like, just a weird concept for a show.
Yeah, I know. Man, what were they thinking in the 80s? They're all on the cocaine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're just coming up. How about an idea worth it? This alien, and he's going to eat a cat. Get this. He's going to crash land.
They'll love it.
They're going to. Kids will be crazy about it. But yeah, but going back to our wild teenage years, yeah, we definitely went to a lot of Glow Bowl, Rock and Bowl.
A lot of Steak and Shake.
A lot of Steak and Shake.
A lot of dollar movies.
Yep. I'm trying to think of some movies that we saw in the dollar theater. I definitely remember going to see, not in the dollar theater, but I definitely remember seeing Scary Movie together.
And also, I believe it was Daredevil with Ben Affleck.
Oh, that was a little bit later, but we almost died that day because it was a terrible snowstorm.
Ice storm,
yeah. Terrible ice storm.
Me, you, and Travis Edwards.
Yeah, and we were driving my mom's Hyundai Sonata, and like I was like, man... I drove to your house and I was just like, this is just too crazy. I'm not going to drive. And so we drove there and then just started fishtailing back and forth.
Yeah. We went over like an overpass and it was like a solid sheet of ice.
Yeah.
Luckily I'm smooth behind the wheel.
Yeah. And then I remember like all the fuses in mom's car blew out that day because the ice storm, we tried to turn on the windshield wipers and it blew all the fuses out in her car. So we had to get new ones and you had to show me how to change those.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for that. My mom doesn't have the Sonata anymore, but
hey,
if anybody out there needs some Sonata maintenance help, you know, we got your back, especially where the fuse box is.
Yeah.
Not too difficult.
Yeah, not at all.
Just get some from the gas station, change it out. But yeah, I definitely remember seeing Scary Movie for sure. And we were going to the movies a lot as well because I remember seeing Gangs in New York. We used to go every Christmas, basically.
Every Christmas, we would go see a movie.
But, and the J Mall. I feel like we always went to J Mall. We never went to Mall St. Matthews.
No, and the reason why we went to J Mall is because it was where I grew up.
Yeah.
And that's where my house was close to it, and that's where I stayed, so it was always the quickest. And I remember that was like there was always the cruising up and down Preston Highway. We would always like ride through and do the shenanigans there, and then cruising. Speaking of, I remember cruising in Clarksville with Uncle Dusty and his badass Camaro.
Yeah, dude, got to cruise rallies.
Yeah,
cruise it up to the Green Tree Mall and come back.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
Yeah, we're just going in circles. No big deal.
No big deal.
You can't cruise anymore, I don't think.
No, you can't. And I remember, like, whether it was me and you or it was me and Travis with Uncle Dusty, but, like, whoever had to sit in the back was, like, just pissed because there was never any room and you couldn't see anybody and nobody knew you were there. And it was like you felt all alone in this little cave of depression. It was just.
And the speaker system that would just blow your freaking eardrums out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. I don't think that was me too often. But I'm so short, it wouldn't have bothered me. I'm like, oh, I got plenty of room back here. Yeah. It, guys, I'm literally in the land of giants because, Ryan, you're what, 6 foot?
6'1.5".
And
Travis was like 6'4".
And I'm 5'6".
Uncle Dusty's probably around 6'2".
Yeah.
Dallion, Travis's brother, is like 6'3", probably. He's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all...
Everybody's tall.
Large and in charge.
But my sister and I'm 5'6", and she's 5'1".
Mm.
So we're like little prince-size kids. But, yeah, and I remember, too, that summer just being fueled by Baja Chalupas.
Yes.
That was a big deal.
Riding around in the old Impala.
Yeah.
I had this I had this 84 Chevy Impala. It was cream with like maroon interior and it had like wood grain on the dash. And I remember I got it from the guy that my dad worked with. His parents had it and it was like this pristine car when I got it and I destroyed it so fast.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, shout out to Randy. She destroyed it, but she put the final nail in the coffin on that one. But, I ran it ragged like all through high school and then probably up until I was.
You had it up until your early 20s for sure.
I was like 20, 22, 23. Finally had to call somebody and was like, yeah, let's come get it. I don't want it.
Did you junk it?
Yeah.
You get like $75 or something?
If that.
Yeah, if that.
And I'm pretty sure I went and bought Taco Bell with that money. That was probably all I got out of that money.
Chalupas. Baja Chalupas. I don't think they even have Baja flavored anymore.
I don't know.
We might have to celebrate today. We might have to put a pin in this week with some Baja Chalupas.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Just for old time's sake.
Yes.
We get a couple extra for Trav. That's for sure. But yeah, and so, and then, you know, all throughout that summer, man. And I just say that summer, but it's like really... the 3 or 4 years, you know what I'm saying? But I remember that first summer together, like, I mean, we were always together.
Well, like, when we first hooked back up, the three of us, Papaw was still in the hospital, and then when he ended up passing, I remember we were already, like, inseparable at that point. Like, it was just real quick. It just clicked, and we were back in, like, nothing. We never missed a beat. But I do remember, shout out to my mom for taking us to Value City and buying us all the most haggard, button-up purple
dress shirts.
Collarless dress shirts. And, I mean, they were just, she was like, oh, you guys are so cute.
Yeah, because we all matched.
We all matched, but oh, my God, they were so hideous. We wore matching shirts, me and Travis.
Yeah.
Travis and his thin gold chain.
Thin, so thin, dissolved in the rain. Dude, that was a big thing, too, around that time. Chains,
mm-hmm.
But you got to get them at the flea market.
Yep.
Backwards hats.
Yep.
FUBU jerseys.
Contact lenses. I remember I had smiley face ones.
Sean John. And basically things that you would buy at the flea market, I feel like.
Yeah.
Peddler small.
Shout out to Uncle Dusty for getting us all hooked into FUBU jerseys.
Yeah.
And camouflage cargo pants.
I only had one FUBU jersey, and I think I might still... I don't know. I don't know if I gave it away. I'll have to look and see if it's still at Mom's house, but it's the silver one.
Yeah.
Silver and black one, and I don't know if you gave it to me or Travis gave it to me, but someone definitely... I inherited that.
The only one that I still wish that I had was I had this bright orange FUBU baseball jersey, and Uncle Dusty gave it to me. He got it for me. And like, I don't know what happened to it. It just, over the course of years, I stopped wearing it. But I wish I still had it. I would rock it today if I had it.
Dude, let's bring FUBU back, too. We're bringing it all back.
Yeah. Baja tacos, chalupas, FUBU jerseys, contact lenses.
And chains.
And chains.
You got to go to the... Dude, I got this... you got to go to the flea market, man. They got Bart Simpson chains.
I remember that for some reason, I don't even know why, but I had this just god-awful fake silver and fake diamond cross necklace. Like, it was the fucking baddest thing on the planet. And
because it was to us at the time.
Yeah, I know.
So...
It was hideous. I just saw a picture of me wearing that chain with a FUBU jersey the other day, and it's like, I looked at it and I was like, why the hell was I wearing that?
Why the hell am I not wearing it now? Is the real question.
And also in the picture, I could totally see where I was trying to sag, because that was a cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wearing South Park boxers that had a cows on them.
The South Park cows. And that's like from like season one.
Yeah.
Dude, the cow is like not even like a thing on South Park anymore, so that's how old school it was. I was trying to sag.
Trying. Of course, you know, in our family, there's just nothing to hold the pants up anyways. Yeah.
Well, have you noticed, too, I think, looking back, I wonder if, because everybody always had their underwear pulled up, you know, like probably to their belly button, and then their pants just kind of was like down around their waist. When you're fat, like, you always have your pants like around your waist, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. You never have your underwear pulled up to your belly button.
No, that doesn't happen.
You look
happen.
Ridiculous. So for when a fat guy sags, it's pretty much down to your knees.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
We're bringing sagging back.
And Globo.
And Globo. Man, it's endless, the possibilities. When you guys see us here in the next couple weeks, we'll have done an extreme makeover.
Yeah, and we're going to drink Smirnoff Triple Blacks.
Oh, man, dude. You got to put a Jolly Rancher in the bottom, dude. Dude, we used to drink a lot of Smirnoff Ice back in the day. You know, when we first started, just like, you know, I guess getting more into our adult years, you know what I'm saying? When we kind of outgrew the movies and the mall, and then we were more like...
We turned to booze.
Right, yeah. And we just decided, hey, we're going to, you know, hang out, but...
And it wasn't just booze. Do you remember what it was?
It was Apple Pucker.
Everclear.
Oh, my God, yeah. I did definitely drink some Everclear before, and why did anybody buy it? I guess that's just like you never... You know, when you're young and you're just like, hey, this is alcohol.
Yeah. That was like the worst thing to ever start drinking. And that's what we kind of started on.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You just have one little shot and that's it. So, but yeah, I was going to say like a couple years ago when icing came back, did you ever ice anybody or get iced? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Icing is like basically where you catch somebody off guard by handing them a Smirnoff Ice. And if they... You know, if they get iced, you know, if you surprise them with the Smirnoff Ice, you basically have to get down on one knee and chug an entire Smirnoff Ice. But
cakewalk.
That's the thing, is I haven't thought about Smirnoff Ices in forever, and then literally now icing was a thing. Now it's already gone. So
now it's already gone.
We're not bringing that back.
It's just like Jordan from New Kids on the Block.
Yeah,
it showed up, and then it was gone.
And then it was gone. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know, man. We hit so many great times.
Yeah, and that was about the same time that we all started wrestling, too.
Yeah, wrestling was always, like, really, we used to go to wrestling all the time.
We used to go to IWA up in Charlestown.
Yeah. I just had Madman Pondo on the podcast. So, big shout out to him, I guess.
Nice.
But
bringing it full circle, man.
Yeah, bringing it full circle. Yeah, going to wrestling was always great, and... Yeah, we go to IWA in Charlestown, and then when you guys started wrestling, that was always fun. You were already doing like backyard wrestling stuff. Whenever like that was like one of the first things we did. We went over to Chris Chester's house, and you guys had like a little backyard wrestling show.
Yeah, it was really funny because like I don't know why, but like it was like, hey, I've got a trampoline, let's do stupid stuff. And then I remember Chris was always like this. Just crazy professional. Like he was just like, got a trampoline. It wasn't stiff enough. It didn't look right. Then he got mattresses and shoved mattresses underneath of it and then put sheets around it and like would paint like a logo on it. And then it just progressively got more professional and then went really hardcore, light tubes and like just chair shots and blood and just nonsense.
Yeah. But then, you know, while that was like, that was part of like the, fad of wrestling at the time, you know, IWA and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then even WWE was like Mick Foley and stuff. It was hardcore right. wrestling. And backyard wrestling was so huge, like Best of the Backyard.
Yeah.
Those tapes.
Some of the guys like Chris and Dusty are actually on those tapes.
Yeah. So, but then I feel the best was whenever you guys joined up with that other, with like Richie's gang, if you will.
Yeah, Richie's gang.
Richie's gang.
We became the FCW.
Yeah.
Falls City Wrestling.
But then you guys would just rent out the ring.
Yeah, we would just...
rent out a real ring and a little arena and put on...
Shows, yeah. Yeah. We'd get in there, goof around and do stupid stuff and hurt each other and
that's
laugh.
That was when you were Max Steel, not Big Scary Gray Ryan Two Socks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Travis was Powder Man 5000.
Powder Man 5000.
We all had, everybody had bleach blonde hair tips.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was big into bleaching my hair.
Yeah.
I've said this on another podcast, but, dude, I was so into it. And then to get the perfect tips, guys, what you do is you bleach your entire head and then immediately cut your head into a fade. Like, basically, wait till your hair grows out, bleach it all blonde, and then get a fade. And then you have the perfect tips. And in a week, all that stuff will grow out. You look like Lance Bass.
Oh, God. He's such a woman. Just like, just got all the...
He must be getting chicks left and right.
He was just all into it. I mean, everybody's like, hey, nobody... I didn't know he was gay.
Him and Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block must have just been getting chicks all day long. Left and right.
I'm so jealous of those guys.
But that's the secret to perfect tips.
Being gay?
Well, that probably helps.
It probably does.
But still, yeah, the secret, you got to bleach your hair and then immediately get a fade. That's
nice.
What it's all about.
Yeah, I remember during all the wrestling, when we got progressively more professional, I guess, but not professional, like it just became extremely fun, but then also was like a job. Like, yeah. It's like, oh shit, it's, oh God, we got the ring tomorrow. We gotta
pay these dudes.
We gotta pay these dudes.
Rent out the ring.
But I still remember having just a blast. And then, you know, of course, I got a real job and then had bills and then got hurt. And I was just like, can't go to the doctor. Right. How'd you hurt yourself? Oh, I was wrestling with my friends, you know, like, and so it just kind of faded right out of that. But I do remember, like, constantly being at Uncle Dusty's house, wrestling, watching wrestling, playing video games.
Watching Uncle Dusty's bootleg copies of Star Wars?
Yes.
Dude, he's like, man, I got this offline. It's like basically someone videotaped the Phantom Menace whenever the Phantom Menace was, like, still in the theater.
But I'm pretty sure it was, like, on the old box. Like with the full size VHS tape, like that type of recorder. It was like, at the time, it was like awesome because that was like the first bootleg movie I ever watched.
I'd never seen it before ever. I'm like, what do you mean? This is in the theater and I can watch it
from home?
From home? I also remember watching like Matrix Reloaded over at Uncle Dusty's house once.
Yeah.
And boy, does that movie suck.
Yeah.
The Matrix, I'm like, man, how can this get any better? It didn't.
It didn't.
It surely did not. It got worse.
What I remember was he always had like the latest wrestling game.
Yeah.
Always. He was always on point with his games. Like, he'd always buy them. It was like a big thing. It's like, hey, this game came out. Let's go. And like, we were playing, like, I think at the time it was like Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
And so
you're playing No Mercy.
When wrestling games were wrestling games.
Dude.
Where you could break someone's neck and it would show it.
And it would show it. Why did, you know, those games are so popular and so beloved. Why do they not just make a wrestling game that, like, plays exactly like it?
Yeah. I remember, like, you always, like, I can't remember if it was Dusty and Chris or both of them, but they had, like, the Japanese version where it was, like, all hidden characters, and you had to order. It was like this weird thing that you couldn't buy. Nobody had it.
Yeah.
But it was like this special edition.
It's like a Japanese 64 game, and you had to have like a, what looked like a Game Shark or something that you...
A Game Genie.
Yeah. Basically, it looks like a Game Genie for Sega or whatever. And you just got to put that into the system, and then you put that on top of it. I guess it's like some sort of unlocking mechanism or something.
Transmitter.
Yeah. It's science.
It's science.
I don't... Magnets, how do they work? But, you know... And then, yeah, you were playing that, and you're like, oh, Takamichinoku's a big deal over here.
Yeah. It, like, I think the funnest thing is, like, we would spend hours creating wrestlers and entrances.
And never playing
with them.
Yeah. That's the fun part. I still do
that, too.
Honestly, like, I have, like, 2K 17. I don't have 18. I have, like, 16 and 17. And literally, I'll just, like, make characters and, like, hardly ever play the game.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, I'll make characters and I'll spend hours trying to make them look cool. I won't even give them moves anymore. Like, I'm just like, okay,
that's it.
Looks good.
I accidentally bought WWE 2K18. Like, I accidentally bought it.
Yeah, like a total accident, man.
Yeah, like, no, it was because, like, I rented it through Redbox for my son.
Oh, nice.
And then forgot that I rented it and then, like, randomly got charged, like, $70 on my car. And I was like, what the hell is this for? So, like, I called and was, like, trying to dispute it. And they're like, yeah, you rented WWE and you never returned it. And I was like, oh, shit. And I guess it's mine now.
You got me. Caught me red-handed, Redbox.
Damn you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, too, of just some other great times. And they keep all coming back to me. Well, that night that we watched Matrix Reloaded, I remember there was a big get-together at Dusty's house that day. And the whole family was there that day. And I can't remember what it was for. Maybe it was for, like, Papa George's birthday or for maybe Grandma Phyllis's birthday.
I don't remember. But I remember all being there.
Shelby was there. Yeah.
You old country bumpkin.
Dude, I could listen to that guy talk all day long.
Oh, I know. It's funny. It's like his voice hasn't changed. He's just gotten older. And he lost the curly mullet, grew a beard, but sounds the exact same.
Yeah. But see that, you know, and that might be, now that I think about it, that might be just like the last time that everybody was together like that.
Shelby Wayne.
But, you know, everybody was together like that because I know that your mom and dad were there, my dad and stepmom Regina and Bub and everybody was there. I think Leslie was even there, actually. I'm not sure. But, you know, Pavel George was there, and Phyllis was there, Grandma Phyllis was there, and Tina was there. So, like, maybe that was, like, the last time we were all kind of at the same place
I think it was, we used to have the family reunions, we used to have them at Grandma's house. Maybe it was one of those. And then we started renting out the club.
Maybe that was it.
Bouncy houses, I don't know. But our family's gone through so many ups and downs throughout history that, like, you never know what the cause was that we didn't associate for a while, but there was something, and it's just always been something.
Yeah.
Sadly.
But we just stay legit.
Yeah, too legit.
Too legit. But yeah.
Also, yeah. After that, I think it was, we pretty much were like, we were never separate, you and I.
No.
From that point on, like, Travis was there a lot and he kind of filtered in. And then I had some times when I hung out with, like, Travis and Daniel Gillespie.
Yeah, big shout out.
Gil Pye, looking like Amish Roadkill, the wrestler. and then there was a couple other guys from Charlestown and we hung out and we would always hang out and party and drink and just nonsensical stuff. Yeah. And then Travis's brother, Bam, Burl, if you will. Burl Arthur McCoy. I still remember me and Bam were talking about Travis the other day.
You guys lived together for a little bit, I remember.
We did. He moved into the trailer.
Yeah. Everybody lived in that trailer.
Everybody. I mean, everybody. And everybody partied at that trailer at some point in time.
Yeah.
But I remember when Bam lived with me, Travis would come over and stay with us, and we would dare, like, we wouldn't even have to dare him or convince him. It was just like, hey, here's a stupid idea. And Travis is like, I'll do it. And it's like, let's order pizza. And Travis, being probably 6'2", probably 220 pounds in a thong, would answer the door for the pizza guy. And then, oh, I forgot the money. And then he would have to turn around and walk away, leaving the pizza guy staring at his giant pimply ass. God, there was so many things. Like, Travis was just such a fun person to be around because, for one, even though he was a very shy person sometimes, he was fearless.
Oh, yeah.
He just would do anything for a laugh. This was really funny.
Dude, one time I went up to Indianapolis. I think I told you the story earlier, but I went up to Indy with him and they were going to stay the weekend with Dalian's dad. And I guess they had made a bunch of beef jerky.
Oh, yeah.
And then Travis was like, hey, you want some of this beef jerky? It's like, we're like in the basement. Like, it's like late at night. And he just sneaks up there and he comes back with like two huge handfuls of beef jerky. And I was like, oh, man, they must have made a lot. And like the next morning, you just hear people shouting, like, what happened to the beef jerky? And I guess he had just taken all of it.
Travis loved beef jerky.
Dude, I don't blame him. So do I. But yeah. Dude, Travis was, absolutely fearless. And he'd just do anything for a laugh. And he'd do anything for anybody, really.
Anybody.
That's kind of like the sad thing is, like, I feel like in our 20s and stuff like that, not that we ever drifted apart or that we never could pick up the phone and stuff, but you know how life just happens, you know?
Yeah.
You had you have kids, he got married, has kids. I was doing the music and stuff, so I was gone a lot.
Yeah.
And really the last time I would say we hung out was at your house on Corb Avenue, I mm-hmm. think.
I think Travis was living with me at the time.
Yeah, and I used to come over there.
Yep.
So those are like the last kind of times where we were all together. Travis used to come over when my sister lived behind my dad's house. So he would always come over and me, him, and Leslie would hang out. And he loved Pupster,
yeah.
Leslie's corgi. So
I remember Pupster.
Yeah. And he would always I had to mention this on the podcast because me and Leslie love this. It's one of our favorite things. He would sing a song to Pupster because, you know, Pupster likes to catch the ball and put on a show. And he'd always go, well, it's the pup show. It's a big, bad pup show tonight, y'all. But he would sing that song to P-Bud, Pupster.
So. Yeah, he was just a big guy with an even bigger heart.
Yeah.
With an even bigger personality.
Yeah.
With an even bigger attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's like
of that 90s tude.
yeah, attitude era, man. I just remember
he's the Raph of the gang.
Yeah, for definitely, sure. For sure. I just remember like there were certain times when Travis would like be totally joking but could stare at you with this aggression and you're just like, Did I make you mad? Is everything okay? And then he would like reach over and like, I don't know, pull out 10 leg hairs, or he would bump me with his belly.
Yeah, the belly bump was a trademark.
That and the circle game where you try to get someone to look at the circle.
People have been trying to get me with that all week. That's what happens when the family gets back together.
Yeah.
Try to play the circle game. Now, I promised my dad that I wouldn't mention this story, but I feel like we have to in closing. You know, big thing growing up, whenever we stayed with my dad.
I know exactly where it's going. This is perfect, yeah.
Diamond Dave doesn't get the best sleep at night, you know.
He's got a thyroid problem.
Yeah, so he doesn't get the best sleep at night. So we would be up, you know, talking on the phone, like trying to call girls or like watching like a... Because remember he had that TV built into the counter?
Yeah.
Or whatever, we would just be watching TV or whatever.
Travis would be calling those like love lines where it's like girls talk for free.
Yeah.
Guys get like a free trial.
Hot local singles.
Hot local singles.
But so we'd be up, you know, entertaining ourselves. And then all of a sudden from the next room, you hear a shuffle and into the kitchen walks Diamond Dave.
Tidy whities.
And nothing but tidy white briefs. And then he would look at you. He would just stare
in disgust.
Yeah, in disgust, and just be like, "Why the fuck are you still up?" And we're like, "I don't know. It's 12:30.
Yeah, it's 12:30. It's not even that late."
You know, he's like, "You boys need to get to bed." And then he would
do three things.
Yeah, go ahead.
He would get a glass of milk.
Absolutely.
Eat a Little Debbie.
Absolutely.
And then fuck with a thermostat
every time,
and then go to bed, and then wake up the next morning wondering where his Little Debbies were.
Yeah.
And who fucked with the thermostat?
Yeah. Man, which one of you has been messing with this thermostat? Man, how come my Little Debbies are gone? Yeah. That's a great story. Big shout out to Dad. I know you're listening.
It happened. And it wasn't like it would like happen one out
it
of
happened every single time.
Every single time we were there. Milk it didn't matter.
And Debbie.
Thermostat.
That's how, dude, that's what I hoped
and he would cuss at us.
Yeah.
Like aggressively cuss, like the fuck is going on?
Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you guys still awake? It's 12:30.
And all we could do is just sit there, and we knew it was going to be funny, but we couldn't laugh while he was awake because then he would get more upset. But we would just look at him in his tidy whities with his amazing Taz tattoo.
Yeah. That's my next tattoo.
Eating. I can't. I'm so happy for that.
Yeah.
When you told me that idea, I was just like, perfect. Done.
Yeah. It's definitely my next tattoo. Tattoo of Taz that says boogie till you puke.
Yes.
Definitely going to be my next tat. Going to get that inked up. But
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. You know, I just strive to be like that too. Just I'm going to get up in the middle of the night and just start fucking around with the thermostat. I mean,
you're pretty close after that story you told me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. I've been doing some crazy stuff waking up in the middle of the night. But yeah.
That's another story.
That's another story altogether for a different podcast altogether. But yeah, so big shout out to Diamond Day for getting them Debbies.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, Ryan, as we kind of wind down here, man, anything that you want to say out there to anyone listening, friends and family and what have you?
Yeah.
And listeners?
Listeners. Well, not so much listeners. I don't really care about those guys. That's your business. Family. Like everything we've gone through here recently, there's been a lot of negativity in our childhood growing up. And losing Travis, I feel like it's kind of opened the gate for a lot of past relationships that had rocky parts in it to just kind of be smoothed over and like kind of help us like forget that none of that other crap matters anymore.
Yeah, not at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, and you and I have literally remained close nonstop since I was 16. Like it's 20 years.
Yeah.
Nonstop. We've been in each other's lives. At least talked, at least once a week, at least.
Yeah.
Or chatted or did something. But, you know, there for a while, we were really, like, it was all the time. But I just want to reach out and tell everybody that I love them.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Yeah. I love you guys, too. And, yeah, hopefully this will be a time when we can all kind of come together and forgive past mistakes and just try to move forward and, you know, make the time that we all still have together mean something.
Dad, you know? David, Bam, Dalian, Dusty, Sean, and myself, we're going to go have wings.
Oh, absolutely.
Soon. Absolutely. It's me and you are just wing people, but we're going to have to get together and make it a regular thing.
Yeah, we're going to go to Mama's, and we're going to go to Frankfort Avenue Beer Depot, and then you guys be the judge.
And you know what? They're going to pick Mama's.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Look,
I'm telling you right now.
You
know,
you said we never fight. This is where the fighting.
It just happened over
wings. This whole Hatfield McCoy's thing. It's like it happened over the wings.
We just drew the line right back in the sand, didn't we?
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm not saying the Depot's wings are bad. I like them. But I like Mama's better.
Listeners, you be the judge. You tell me where the best wing place.
I mean, there's got to be people in here listening that have gone to these places. Chip in. Let's do a running tally of all your fan base. And if they haven't, now you are required to go get wings from both places.
Yeah.
Tell them that Sean sent you.
Yeah.
And just say, you know what? I ate it both and I prefer one or the other. And then in the next podcast, we'll tally the votes and we're going to see who's the winner.
Yeah. We'll see who the obvious winner is here. Or if you have another choice that you want to throw into the mix, we'll go there and we'll check it out. Just don't recommend anything crappy.
Yeah.
Because if we get there and it's a disappointment,
you're on our shit list.
Yeah.
It's over. We will definitely call you out.
Exactly.
Sean, this has been fun. I still want to do the movie review with you.
Yeah, dude. We watch a lot of movies together, so we're a lot. This will be the first of probably many times my cousin Ryan makes an appearance here on Sean versus Wild. So
I mean, it only took what 85 episodes, 88 episodes.
89 episodes.
89. Thanks.
This is episode 89.
You make me feel so special.
You're welcome, dude.
Because, like, literally, I was there from, like, the first one, and you're like, oh, yeah, we totally got to do this. And I was just like, absolutely. Whenever you're ready, I'll make it happen. And I was like, cool. And then, like, 15 episodes in, I was just like, when are we going to do that? And you're like, yes, like, we need to do it right away. And then it's like 30 episodes. It's the same story. And then finally, you're just like, hey, man, you want to come over and record Sunday? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, it's been fucking months.
Yeah, it has been.
That's all right.
It's been almost 2 years. It's been months. Yeah, 24 of them.
Just shy of 24.
Just shy. But hey, all that matters is, again, you can forgive me for the mistakes of my past, and we'll move forward.
I can forgive you, Sean, and it's perfect. Okay. Yeah. I will never forgive you for saying mama's wings are not the best, though.
We'll leave that up to you, the listener. But yes, listeners, family, friends, we love you very much. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode all about growing up with my cousin Ryan and I. If you like what you heard, of course, like, share, and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. SeanVersusWild.com. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's wherever you get podcasts. And yeah, guys, take care of yourselves and
love each other.
Yeah, exactly.
I love you, cousin.
Oh, I love you too. This has been the Sean Versus Wild podcast.
For listening, DNN.